The following is a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.
Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood. Welcome to the 2018 season debut of the Sprint Car Show, our sixth season here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. On today's podcast, which is brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA, we'll talk with Lance DeWeese on his selection to the 2018 class of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. That's coming up next here on The Sprint Car Show.
With more than 30 years' experience in the industry, Kinzer Air Filters have earned the trust of racers from local tracks to the national scene. Kinzer Air Filters offers a 360 dome positive charged air filter, the cleanest air filter on the market. Easy to use, can be cleaned with soap and water. From sprint cars and midgets to late models, drivers rely on Kinzer Air Filters as a brand they can trust while being economically affordable. Trust, support, and pride. Three words that will sum up your experience with Kinzer Air Filters. Roger Kinzer believes in his clients and thanks everyone for their continued support. To learn more, call Roger at 812-327-7103. That's 812-327-7103. Keep watching for the newly redesigned Kinzer Air Filter website. Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA.
Hi, this is Logan Shuhart. You're listening to the Sprint Car Show with Sean Wood.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Show, everybody. While the announcement for the 2018 class for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame was released on Monday during the opening day of the Chili Bowl, Lance DeWeese actually says he knew around the Christmas time that he had been selected for this great honor.
I was very honored. Yeah, there's a lot of great people in the Hall of Fame. Every group has its great people going in. It's just an honor to be part of it. Yeah, the long history of our sport is being, withheld inside the Hall of Fame, and, people are getting honored, and I'm just happy to be a little part of that.
Lance said he has experienced the highs and lows of sport throughout his career, but it was his 7.5 years with famed car owner Walt Dyer in the number 461 Brickmobile that really got his career going.
Walter Dyer, Marsha Dyer was like a second set of parents to me at that time. He gave me the break I need to showcase my talent. He took a chance on me, and realistically, I owe everything to him right now. And he's a special man, hardworking man, he's the stepping stone that I needed to get my career going. And I'm very fortunate that he took that shot with me, and we had 7.5 great years together.
Even with his induction coming this June to the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, Lance says he really can't put a timetable as to how many more years left he has of being a competitive sprint car driver.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, as long as I can feel I can win races and have the opportunity to do that, we'll keep going. You just never know. Sammy Swindell's 62 years old. Steve Kinzer was still winning races at 60. So, you never know. Knock on wood, my health's pretty good. So I still enjoy it, especially with the more limited schedule. It's kind of driven me harder, and I enjoy it more now than I maybe did, 8 years ago. So it's, everything right now is kind of where I want it to be. And, we'll see how long it lasts.
So why does a limited schedule push Lance DeWeese harder to be at that championship caliber that he was at 8 to 10 years ago when he was chasing track championships on a regular basis?
I've done all that. Mentally, you get burned out. You run 80 to 100 races a year, you get burned out during the year. I don't care who you are, you get burned out. And, you get where you don't want to go to the track maybe sometimes, or when you show up the track, you're maybe not all mentally there. And, with the limited schedule, I'm fresh mentally. And, when I show up, I'm excited to be there again. I'm excited to go get behind the wheel of the race car. It helps to have a really fast race car, too. That helps a lot. But, this sport, I've done it so long that, to run it 100 times a year now is not something I want to do. It mentally drains you down, and you can pick and choose, and if you have a very competitive car, do just okay at 40 races as you do at 80 races.
So did Lance find himself getting mentally tired back 8 to 10 years ago, and was it at times not fun showing up to the racetrack?
At times, yes. It's just like, It's just like you go into a normal job. Some days you enjoy it, and some days you don't enjoy it. So, people think it's all glitz and glamour, but there's a lot of hard work going into racing that many races a year. It's a nonstop job to run that many races a year, and guys are working today just as hard right now in the wintertime they do during the summertime, and it takes a toll on you.
Lance would go on to say that he respects everybody who's ever strapped into a 410 sprint car, and although he did not have an idol while growing up, there was one driver he did look up to once he got into the sport.
When I got into sprint car racing, I kind of looked up to Doug Wolfgang because I went to Weichert's shop a lot to buy used parts, and he was driving for Weichert at the time. So, I've always had a lot of great respect for Doug Wolfgang. And, but I respect everybody. Anybody that straps in one of these things, you have to respect them. They're far from the easiest thing in the world to drive. And, it don't matter if it's Steve Kinsler, Sammy Swindell, Greg Hodnett, Fred Raymer. Anybody I've ever raced against, you have to respect them because these things are far from easy to drive.
The 2018 National Sprint Car Hall of Fame class will include Oscar Red Garnott, Bob Mays, Steve Beitler, Emmett J. Malloy, Scott Gertkin, and the late Dave Steele and Brian Clausen. We'll have more podcasts coming your way, and we'll also have a weekly podcast covering the action in Australia, Tasmania, and New Zealand. We have some great things planned for the 2018 season of the Sprint Car Show, and we'll let you know about those plans once everything comes together. That's all the time we have for our show today. Our show has been brought to you by Kinzer Air Filters, proudly made in the USA. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Sean Wood.
This has been a presentation of the Dirt Track Channel.